From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Doctors in Dallas continue to treat a man who has been diagnosed with Ebola. It's the first time the disease has been diagnosed in the United States. Officials at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital have not identified the name or nationality of the patient, but say he traveled to the U.S. from Liberia. Dr. Edward Goodman is the hospital's epidemiologist. He says the risk of Ebola spreading to other people is low.
There doesn't appear to have been any significant exposure, because only exposure requires exposure to blood or body fluids. And at the time of that visit, he wasn't that ill. He wasn't having body fluids. He wasn't having vomiting or diarrhea.
Goodman says officials will monitor the health of people who've had contact with the patient. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong say they'll occupy government buildings if Hong Kong's leader does not resign. Protesters are angry the Chinese government will select the candidates to run in Hong Kong's upcoming elections. The BBC's Juliana Liu is at the Hong Kong protests.
They're chanting right now. They're chanting, add oil, which is a Chinese expression, which means let's go, let's do this. I've spoken with several demonstrators today, many of whom were very young. They're teens and 20s. You can probably hear them cheering. And they tell me they intend to stay for as long as it takes. What they all say they want is for the public to be allowed the opportunity to nominate candidates for the next chief executive election. And they want the current chief executive, who they see very much as Beijing's man, to step down.
The BBC's Juliana Liu. British jets have launched their first airstrikes against fighters with the so-called Islamic State in Iraq. Susanna George reports the Royal Air Force is joining the U.S.-led air campaign that recently expanded into Syria.
Britain's Ministry of Defense says Royal Air Force jets hit targets in northwest Iraq in an effort to assist Kurdish troops under attack from Islamic State fighters. U.S. planes also launched strikes in northwest Iraq, as well as outside the capital, Baghdad, and west of Fallujah. According to Pentagon reports, most of the targets were vehicles, some fighting positions, and a checkpoint. The U.S. has hit ISIS positions with nearly 300 airstrikes since operations began in August. So far, the strikes have halted militant advances, but have not yet been able to force retreats. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George in Erbil, northern Iraq.
Published reports say a security contractor with a weapon and convictions for assault was close to President Obama 2 weeks ago. The Washington Post and Washington Examiner report Obama was visiting the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta when the man got on an elevator with him. Secret Service agents asked him to put away his cell phone, and he refused, but the agents were unaware that he was armed at the time. Yesterday, the director of the Secret Service was questioned by House lawmakers about White House security lapses. You're listening to NPR News. Major League Baseball playoffs are off to a thrilling start after last night's American League wildcard game. The Kansas City Royals celebrated their first postseason appearance in 29 years with a 9-8 extra inning win over the Oakland A's. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
After the four-hour, 45-minute marathon, Oakland first baseman Brandon Moss called it the best game he'd ever been a part of, and he was on the losing team. Moss hit two home runs that helped stake the A's to a 7-3 lead as the bottom of the eighth inning began. Oakland A's starting pitcher John Lester looked strong, and the A's needed only six outs to win the elimination game. But then the Royals did what they do so well, pick away with hits and stolen bases. By the end of the inning, Lester was gone, and the A's lead was 7-6. The game went all the way to the bottom of the 12th inning. That's when KC catcher Salvador Perez hit a single that drove in the winning run. Kansas City now plays the LA Angels in a division series. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Japanese officials have located 48 bodies on the side of a volcano. Mount Ontake erupted suddenly on Saturday, taking hundreds of hikers by surprise. Rescue teams have had trouble reaching victims and collecting bodies. That's because the volcano keeps releasing toxic gas and flinging rocks. Seismologists say they had detected some tremors from the mountain before Saturday, but were also surprised by the deadly eruption. Taliban fighters carried out two separate bombing attacks in Kabul today. They attacked two buses carrying Afghan soldiers. At least seven people were killed and 15 others were hurt. The attacks come a day after Afghanistan signed a security pact with the United States. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.